Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, on November 18, 2025. Today we look at a notable shift in the crypto market as Bitcoin falls below $90,000, shaking investor confidence. Bitcoin dropped to $90,190, down 5.1% in the last 24 hours, reaching a six-month low. Ethereum also saw a decline, trading at $2,994. Down 5.5%. The total crypto market capitalization shrank to $3.17 trillion, reflecting a 4.4% decrease. This downward movement has pushed the average Bitcoin spot ETF investor into losses for the first time since these products launched, with an average cost basis near $89,600. The decline wiped out all 2025 gains, with Bitcoin now more than 30% below its peak of $126,000 hit in early October. On November 17, Bitcoin ETFs experienced outflows exceeding $254 million, led by BlackRock's IBIT product, which alone saw $145 million withdrawn. The total cumulative drawdown from peak ETF valuations reached $3.29 billion. Illustrating investor retreat amid ongoing macroeconomic uncertainty and concerns over interest rates. Institutional activity indicates mixed sentiment. While BlackRock recorded a massive $463 million ETF outflow on November 14, the largest since the fund's inception, Strategy made their largest Bitcoin purchase in over 4 months, acquiring $835 million worth as prices dipped. Strategy now holds nearly 650,000 BTC valued at $61 billion despite a 35% drop in its shares this month. Market sentiment remains fragile. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index plunged to 11, signaling extreme fear. Liquidations topped $900 million in the last day, more than $550 million of which were long position liquidations, including over $70 million across Bitcoin and Ethereum. Significant whale activity has been observed, and a transfer of 10,423 BTC from the Mt. Gox exchange has drawn attention, though analysts do not see this necessarily causing immediate heightened selling. Broader market pressures persist, with major equity indexes closing mostly in the red. The recent U.S. government shutdown has delayed key economic data releases, adding to uncertainty. Meanwhile, investor appetite for safer assets has increased, shown by a decrease in market-implied odds for a Federal Reserve rate cut in December, now around 40%, down from over 60% earlier this month. On the corporate front, Bitcoin miner Hive reported record revenues alongside a rise in production to 717 BTC, approximately $67.5 million in value, showing mining operations remain robust despite network difficulty rising. Additionally, Solana ETFs are defying the trend with ongoing inflows since their launch. In regulatory developments, Japan plans to reduce its crypto tax rate drastically, from a top rate of 55% down to 20% starting in 2026, aiming to better align crypto with stock market taxation. In the U.S., SEC Chair Atkins faces a critical year ahead for crypto regulation, with expectations for significant regulatory actions following the government reopening. Looking ahead, analysts see a possibility Bitcoin may consolidate between $90,000 and $110,000, but the market remains vulnerable to macroeconomic factors, ETF flow dynamics, and regulatory clarity. Key levels to observe include the current support just below $90,000 and potential resistance around $110,000. Institutional accumulation amid the recent drop could suggest buying interest at these levels, but will depend largely on how external economic and regulatory factors evolve. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.